The Economic Development Committee of the Oklahoma House of Representatives met Tuesday to discuss job creation and economic development tools available in the state. I'm Clinton Whedon for KCCU News. House Meeting Room 412C was overflowing with people as the committee met to discuss two interim studies, both requested by Southwest Oklahoma lawmakers. The meeting opened with discussion of the work done by the Oklahoma Small Business Development Center and Rural Enterprises of Oklahoma, brought about by a study requested by Representative T.W. Shannon of Lawton, the House Speaker-elect. The second study, commissioned by Representative Joe Dorman of Rush Springs, focused on other tools in place, including business incubators, the state's quality jobs program, and tax increment financing, or TIF districts. Dorman says the meeting was designed to better inform House members about just what options the state provides in economic development.
So many of our legislators do not understand economic development. They don't know about the tools that we provide to these local developers in their projects. And I just wanted to give a briefing of some of the things that we've created through statute over the years and look at some of the successes we've had and also some of the things that we need to shore up, some of the things we need to do better as legislators when we're looking at these laws and proceeding in the future to help create jobs.
Speakers throughout both parts of the meeting stressed the importance of the state's economic development incentives, though they did not go unchallenged. Lawmakers were inquisitive throughout the session, particularly Representative Mike Reynolds of Oklahoma City. Speakers discussed the benefits of the state's incentives and also how new incentives could be added or existing incentives modified to better serve the state while still attracting business. Dorman says knowing what options are available to lawmakers is important.
Certainly we have to look at all the tools in the toolbox. Tax increment finance districts are used in many areas of the state. We've seen them in Lawton, we've seen them in Elgin, Chickasha, so all over southwestern Oklahoma. Those have been used, and some successfully and some not like we would expect. Quality Jobs Act certainly has helped with programs like Goodyear, helped attract the Oklahoma City Thunder to the state. So these different programs that we offer are necessary, especially when we're competing with other states. If we were on a level playing field with other states, we would have no problem bringing businesses here and providing quality jobs. But unfortunately, so many states have closing funds and provide cash incentives to businesses up front, and that's something we've got to address, and we need to refit, retool how we do business attraction as a legislature and as a state and provide those opportunities for these businesses to grow and bring in new businesses.
Dorman says there were a number of bad bills proposed last year that would have negatively affected the incentives offered by the state. But other proposals, such as the elimination of the state income tax, could have both positive and negative effects.
Elimination of the Oklahoma state income tax would certainly help promote some of those jobs coming into the state, but it also takes away from the revenue that we use to provide incentives. So we've got to weigh those options, figure out which is the right direction. I think one answer is certainly not the right answer. We've got to look at everything that we do, see if we're doing it the right way, and also weigh the loss of revenue and what it would go to provide things like colleges, better roads, certainly adequate public transportation, corrections, everything that goes into what we spend the dollars with the tax monies that are collected. We've got to make sure that we have enough to run the state, but also get out of the way and get rid of some of the strangleholds that people are facing out in the state.
Studies similar to those discussed today will be presented to the Economic Development Committee in the coming weeks. For KCCU News, I'm Clinton Whedon at the State Capitol.